Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sarantos.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sarantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Hernando Resendez. The next big thing is here, and his name is Hernando, a talented musician from LA with an endless vocal range that will have you addicted to his captivating tunes in no time. With over 300,000 collective streams, this singer-songwriter has continuously proven why he deserves the title of Rising Artist.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Hernando. How are you doing tonight?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, man. So you got a cool story. Tell the listeners a little bit about how you got started.
Right on. Yeah. So I've been in music as long as I can remember. Since diapers, my parents met in a band back in the 80s, and my dad auditioned. He was a drummer, so he auditioned for my mom's band. So they've been gigging since the 80s, and when I came along, they didn't stop gigging, and they just took me with them. So I've been really honing in on music probably since the age of 7, where I decided I really wanted to go for this and to make this my career, my job. I loved watching my parents in their band, and I've always strived to be like them and to do the things they wanted to do, because I saw how happy it made them. And music makes me equally as happy watching it and playing it. I started by learning how to play a couple instruments, like keyboard and picking up some guitar, but my hands were too small. So I had to go to a ukulele. And so really from the ukulele, I started really pushing towards that. That was probably in middle school. Maybe I was 10. And from there, I've just been writing music, listening to as much as I could get my hands on. My parents love 80s R&B and funk. So I really draw to 80s R&B, funk, soul, all that kind of fun jazz and music and stuff.
That's awesome, man. So, brother, I'm an 80s child, so I'm listening to your story, and I'm like, that's awesome. So, are things easier for you think, or harder because of your parents and the influence they had on you?
Oh, wow. I would say it's a lot easier, because when my parents, when they were in their band playing their music, they really focused on that 80s R&B sound, but they called themselves top 40 because it was just whatever the hits were of those times, the hits of the 60s, the hits of the 70s, hits of the 80s. So I think I find it a lot easier with that background of music, because it really allowed me to venture into different sounds and not getting so used to, how would I say it, like this bubble of, oh, I just like this music and I'm only going to listen to this music. They were always looking for the next catchiest song to play at their gigs. So it would, whether it be from Kool & the Gang to like Brooks & Dunn, Boot Scoot & Boogie, you know, we're trying to do whatever those hits were of those times. And so I think it was a lot easier for me to get into different genres, different types, different styles, different sounds.
Yeah, I hear you, man. What do you think is the coolest thing that you got cooking that you want to share with the fans for the next year or so?
Heck yeah. So I've been very, very, my fans know I've been very quiet in these last year or so, 2 years, most likely. Yeah, probably 2 years. I've been very quiet in terms of projects, things I'm working on, but I'm happy to announce that I've got a lot more original music stirring up in the pot here. I got a new line of merch that should be coming out within this summer. So a lot of new jams by the summer, that's for sure. Hernando's going to be coming out with new summer vibes, new summer bops, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. What do you think, when you start writing a song, How do you get started? Do you start with a drum groove, a melody, guitar, piano? What's your favorite?
First and foremost, I would say the first thing that comes to me is it's a melody line, whether it's a hook, whether it's a verse. That always comes to me first because it comes to me in moments where I'm not really thinking about music. I could be Walmart or something. I could be on the way to a gig and a line will come to me. I can't really explain it. Sometimes it's just sent from above, you know? You just get this line, this catchy line, and it just sticks in your head. So I would say a melody line comes first, and I usually work off of that. I like to run beats off of that, get like a good rhythmic progression going with that line. So I would say melody line comes first, and then I come up with like a pretty cool beat that I'm comfortable with, and I think, yeah, this is groovy. This is grooving. And then when it comes to the rest of the instruments, they kind of fill out themselves. Sometimes I just let the music talk, and if I feel, you know what, yeah, this bass line needs to be there, and we're gonna keep it there unless something comes up and I like something else later. Melody line, beats, and then the rest follows.
I love that line. Sometimes I just let the music talk. That just sounds like a song right there.
Oh yeah.
If you could pick, other than your parents and other than me, what other musician would you want to be in a room with, dead or alive?
Oh man, wow. Wow. I want to limit, I don't want to limit it down to one, but I will say this, hands down, number one of all time, it'd have to be Michael Jackson.
Great choice, yeah.
I've envied Michael. I mean, I think we can all relate when we say we've practiced moonwalking in our room. Or grabbing certain parts of our body just to look like Michael. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. So when I was in grammar school, high school, there's a field trip to Great America. And I was a freshman. All the seniors are there. And for some bizarre reason, I wanted to look cool with all these. I wore the Michael Jackson outfit.
The
black and red leather thing. And I slicked back my curly hair. And I was like, and I get there and everyone's looking at me like, what the heck is this freshman wearing? But, you know, but then they all talked to me and then it was like a great day. But man, I can't believe I did that. That was really embarrassing. But
oh, hey, I think I wore Michael Jackson for Halloween one year and I loved it so much that I went to school the next week in the same outfit. I just didn't put on the Michael makeup. So yeah. I could totally relate to that. I feel you on that.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Do you get nervous before performance ever? Or are you just such a seasoned pro now and you've been doing this so long that it just doesn't faze you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I get nervous. And I love to say that I get nervous. I had a teacher in middle school. Her name was Miss P. And I remember being so nervous in my concert band. I played saxophone. I said, man, you know, I don't know why I get so nervous. You know, I love playing music and I love doing this, but something about being in front of people just it gets to me. And she said the best thing that has stood with me to this day. She said, when you're nervous, that just means you care.
Yeah.
And for me, I look at that as, you know what, I'm nervous every single gig, and I'm okay with that because I try not to show it. I don't want anybody to know that, hey guys, I'm really shaking in my boots right here. But I really try to harness that, those nerves, and put them into that performance, into that song, into that representation. Just because when I'm nervous, I like to look at it, it's because I care so much about it. I don't want it to go bad. So heck yeah, I get nervous.
Yeah, okay. Tell us about this song we're gonna hear. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Oh yeah. So this song's called LAX, based out of my congested airport over here in Los Angeles. I wanted to write a song that really meant a lot to me and meant a lot to a lot of local communities around where I live. I didn't want to write a song that was too vague that it could fit to, or not too vague, generic that it would go for everybody, but I didn't want to write a song that was too specific that it would feel I could leave anybody out. So I wanted to write a song that made people feel like, it kind of leads into, even with nerves as well, that feeling of going to an airport and knowing you're about to get on a flight and you just don't want to leave, whether it's because of somebody, because of something, or it could be somebody jumping on a plane that you don't want them to go. I think everybody's felt that feeling of, I don't want you to leave. I don't want to leave, or I don't want this feeling to leave. So with LAX, I wanted to write a song about those feelings of missing someone and how to let someone know, hey, I hope you don't catch your flight because I really want you to stay here. And I really want you to be here with me. So probably just trying to feel this loneliness that I think everybody is afraid to talk about sometimes. And I want to let everybody know that it's okay if you're going to miss somebody. So that's what LAX is all about. It's about talking, I just want you to stay here with me.
Yeah, I think it's great, man. All right. Tell you what, let's check it out and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Right on.
Awesome. All right, everybody, check this out.
Just a dream, but can someone please pinch me if she's right here next to me? Is there something more than I love you? Is there something more than I can? I've been searching all this time for you. Can pick you up and take you out shopping. I wish you didn't have to take this flight. I wish your papa heard me sing tonight. But most of all, I just wanna see you again. I just hope that we get stuck at LAX. Thank you.
That was a really cool song, man. Thank you for letting us play it on the show.
Thank you. Heck yeah.
Yeah, so how often do you practice?
I would say if we want to get technical, I'm not doing my job in practicing a set 30-minute practice. I'm going to follow these lines. I'm going to do this. I like to incorporate what would be my practice time throughout my day. So if I have to learn a song, more specifically a cover song, somebody else's song, I'll just be singing that song throughout the day and finding shortcuts in my head to remember those words. If it's a lot of words, if it's a lot of chords, I'll just listen to the song over and over again, just so I'm completely familiar with those changes, those movements, those emotions. I could say, I practice every day, but that's because I do this every day. I try to incorporate it as much as I can throughout the day. Every day I practice, it could be 20 minutes one day, it could be 4 hours another. It really depends on how much available time I have in that time being, but I incorporate it in everything. I'll be whistling and talking to some randos, and I'll just be whistling the same song or tapping, or it's always playing in my head.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Are there any apps on your phone that you can't live without?
Ooh, wow. You know, I cannot live without two apps. Be my voice memos and my notes. Those are the only two apps I really use on a daily regimen. Voice memos, because I have it as my my hotkey. When I unlock my phone, it's right there in the front, in case I get one of those melody lines, or yeah, Someone says a line to me, I just let the music speak and I go, that's pretty good. I got to write that down. I got to record that. Those two apps I can't live without.
Yeah. I got to tell you, you picked the same two apps I would pick, especially notes.
Oh, yeah.
Because what I've done now is, yeah, you can record melodies, but I even put those into the notes.
Right.
So you can have like text and then you can have the melody, and can you imagine? Like, I remember hearing John Cougar Mellencamp. He was showering and he got this great melody and he wrote it on the shower door. And
yes.
Now it's like we're so spoiled. You know, you can be anywhere in the world and just get an idea. You hear something, you watch something, you see an ad on a bus or something. It's just so cool.
Oh, absolutely. It's so funny. I literally just figured out that feature on the Notes app, that you can insert those memos into the notes. So I'm taking full advantage of that more than what I did before, but I completely relate to that.
Yeah. So the other funny thing about it, at least this is me, right? I used to have notes, and then I used to have different, one would be called songwriter, and then all these little lyric bits, or I'd put them in, I don't know, 50 different notes. Then about a year ago, I said, man, it's just so hard to scroll through all these things. So I made a lyric thing, and I would just throw random things in there.
Oh, yeah.
And the crazy thing is, I have one for books, too, because I write, a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is, I write songs now. I don't, 99% of the time, I don't even look at them. And there's all these great snippets and all these. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I feel like if I ever get stuck, then I'll kind of look through there and grab an idea. So, but it's a godsend, though. I mean, I can't even say anything else.
110%. I cannot relate to you any more than what you just said. Exactly that. I was literally yesterday cleaning out my notes, because I was like, you know what? I got to get organized here. I got like four notes and they each have like two, three words on them, because I just get one catchy line and I put it all in. I totally get that. I'm literally going through that right now. You can't understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is too, again, at least for me, lyrics were always my thing from like young kid, like third grade or something. So when I first got into this, I would basically, it's poetry, it's lyrics, but you don't really understand the nuances of songwriting and scansion. And then now it's the other extreme, where I start off melodies or, a little groove or something, and then I fit lyrics. So before, my stuff would be kind of crammed in there, whereas now it flows better. It's just one of those things that I think people, you really can't write lyrics and then shove them into music, which is what I used to do. You think you can, but you really can't.
Right. Oh, man. Exactly that. I would say growing up for me, it was the opposite. I had such a harder time with lyrics. I remember being so frustrated and just going to like my mom and being like, I don't know. How do people come up with just these lines? And I had an awesome instructor and mentor in high school. She told me, you just write down whatever it is that comes through your head. It doesn't have to make sense. You can come back to it later. For me, melodies were always so easier because my dad used to just whistle and say these little lines. And as a kid, I used to mimic all the cartoon characters, like from Powerpuff Girls. They used to sound like Mojo Jojo.
Yeah.
And just to get that, oh, I love the way that sounds or that feels when I say it. So words were completely the opposite of what I was used to doing. When I finally made that connection with words, oh, it was just, there were just thousands of notes where I was just writing down, oh, I like the way this sounds. I like the way this works out. But it really won't fit unless I had that melody or that music line or something to lead it, to drive those words.
Yeah. The other funny thing is, you're going to love this story, but when I was a kid, I'm Greek, so my dad had a restaurant.
Right on.
So I'd always be working and stuff, which was fine, but at one point I was practicing, so I was literally writing lyrics of popular songs.
Yeah.
So one of the songs was a Michael Jackson song, and one of the little old ladies came and she goes, oh my God, this is great. Did you write this?
Yeah.
And I told a little white lie. I said, yes, I did. But, and she's like, wow, you are so talented. And it was a Michael Jackson song, you know? And then my sister kind of looked at me like, what is wrong with you? And I said, well, you know, she's not going to know. She said, this little old lady, but it was just so funny.
Oh, see, and you technically did. You said, yeah, you know what? I wrote it down. She didn't ask the specifics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right, man. Tell us, what's your website? Where can people buy or stream your stuff? What do you want them to have?
Yeah, you can follow me at Hernando Resendez on Instagram. That's my first and last name. It's Hernando Resendez, Recendez. And use my name for everything. HernandoResendez.com, at Hernando Resendez on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Pretty universal throughout the whole way. You can find me on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music. For people who want to support me, you can go and buy those songs. Or if not, just go and listen to them on YouTube, SoundCloud, however way you can listen to it. I would just love it if you could take the time to listen to it. I'm okay with the money, but I'm not saying that you can't buy it, but I'm saying, if you want to go and listen, go check it out. It's available everywhere. Just type in Hernando Resendez, the Nandos, Hernando Resendez, type in Fernando without the F. You'll find me. I'm not the soccer player. There's an Hernando who's a soccer player. It's not me. You'll recognize. You'll say, that is not Hernando. But you'll find me.
Gotcha. That's awesome, man. All right. I want to thank you, Hernando, for being on the show tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Sorantos. Thank you. Thank you guys for taking the time out of your day. Give us a follow. We'd love to see you at a show if you can make it out there. And yeah, you'll be hearing a lot more from me very soon. So thank you.
You're welcome, man. So to all the fans out there, thank you for listening to us and tolerating us and spending a few minutes with us. I know your time is precious, and we both hope that your unique, amazing stories go traveling around the world just like ours. Thank you, and join me every Tuesday night right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys.
To struggle to learn to survive. Only once in a lifetime you feel it. This must be our time to thrive. Do you know how long you can take it? Are you willing to take a chance? Do you know if you really believe it? Are you sure you can last? As the night settles down upon us, the moon shining bright tonight. You look up to heaven for guidance and ask yourself if the time is right. Can you believe for one second that you've made it? Are you sure you can play the game? You answer your critics with a question. You're not sure you'll ever be the same. Do you know how long you can take it? Are you willing to take a chance? Do you know if you really believe it? Are you sure you can last? Still in your mind, are you ready to take the crown? Are you ready to take the crown? Are you ready to take the crown? Do you know how long you can take it? Are you willing to take the chance? Do you know if you really believe it? Are you sure you can last?
To the Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
This program was mixed and mastered by Landis Maitland-Whitelaw at landismaitlandwhitelaw.com.